You've seen examples of acting out cycles for two different students. These students have some things in common. They're both well-liked. They both are active members of their classroom communities, yet they both have struggles that result in them acting out in ways that are unsafe for them and their peers, and also create some disruption in the classroom environment that can be a problem both academically and socially for these students and their peers. Nora and Kai are different from one another, though, in some really meaningful ways. Nora, on one hand, excels academically as a really strong student, and that relates directly to her triggers, where Kai has academic strengths but struggles more in some areas, and that relates to his triggers. For Nora, because she's so academically strong, she gets quite frustrated and bored when peers need more academic support than she does, and she's not able to move forward to something that challenges her. Whereas the triggers are almost to the contrary. For Kai, if instruction's moving too quickly or he's required to do something for which his skills aren't fluent, particularly if it's in front of the class, he's going to struggle. And these different triggers also translate into a different manifestation of disruptive behavior. For Nora, she looks more bored and frustrated, at least at the outset, and she appears angrier as she moves through the stages from trigger to peak. Kai, on the other hand, looks more agitated and anxious throughout the process than angry, and his behavior appears more oriented toward escaping the environment entirely by the time he reaches the peak stage. And this results in some key differences in what peak looks like for them and for what Mr. Santini needs to do to keep everybody safe. For Nora, she's in the classroom expressing her frustration with the teacher, and the rest of the class needs to go out. For Kai, he leaves the classroom. He wants to get away from all of the eyes on him and his struggles with reading. And that requires Mr. Santini to call somebody to intervene with him while Mr. Santini stays with the classroom. Before each of these students reached the peak stage, different interventions would have been necessary for Mr. Santini to de-escalate things. While both students, in a sense, have something about the classroom context that they need to escape, the form of that escape looks different. Nora needs to move on, where Kai needs an out from the activity. Both of these students might be differentially receptive to different types of breaks. For Nora, going to the peace corner is a perfectly acceptable alternative once she's in that acceleration phase. But for Kai, Mr. Santini judges that that's just going to draw more unwanted attention to what Kai might feel are his failures here. So let me give him an alternative task, a helping task instead. So once again, Mr. Santini really needs to know his students when he uses effective de-escalation strategies that are really matched to their needs in these situations.